We are back live. You're listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet satellite. This show will re-air consecutively at 3 o'clock today until we're back live tomorrow. Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors to tune into the streams. Pretty much everybody's got a computer, 75% of the population, actually, and growing a few percentage points every few months towards a singularity where everybody's online. They can tune in there or on the local AM or FM or shortwave or satellite. There's a free podcast at InfoWars.com as well. We also stream the last 2 hours of the show every day live at PrisonPlanet.tv as a simulcast. Also, the first time I ever went on Coast to Coast AM on the internet graphs, our own internal ones and Alexa and others, was the most visits we ever got. If you look at our graph from 2002, you know, when they started taking these graphs, it just goes up towards 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. It's going straight up. But even though our graph's going straight up to millions of visitors every day, there's still that spike. The first time I went on Coast to Coast AM in 2003 that is still that two-day spike almost as high as our daily spike. And that was because people were so excited to hear I was going on Coast to Coast AM for the first time that they spread the word about it, and people even outside that audience tuned in. No matter where you are, Coast to Coast AM is on several AMs you can hear in your town. So your mom, your dad, your neighbors, your friends, tell them, tune in tonight to that show. I'm going to be on there for 3 hours breaking this down. I've got all the documentation, all the info. In closing with our guest, and we really appreciate him joining us, JT Coyote, activist who helped get all this going in Colorado back in 93, 94. We need the states to boldly also come out, as New Hampshire and others are doing, and saying, look, we know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and PDD 51 declare the federal Congress ceremonial that the president's a dictator, his office and the National Security Council. We know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and now public Pentagon announcements say the governors and the legislatures serve at the pleasure of the president. That's what Lincoln said. He arrested hundreds of members of Congress, newspaper editors, put people in jail, executed people. Even the North didn't want the war. Well, this isn't, that day and age. This is now. This is asinine. We need the states up front to say, by the way, don't try any funny business. We know you're a pack of crooks and illegitimate. We need the statement to be the federal government's controlled by foreign banks. That's what Newsweek says, but they say it's good and that it's a new world order. We say we're dissolving you now. I mean, it's a pack of criminals up there. We have to be bold and get bold ideas out, or we'll just have a bunch of states pass this and the feds will... Well, like Charles Key, the representative, said, the state police come in and lobby and threaten and freak out every time the state is about to become sovereign. It's always been sovereign, but redeclare it, because they're really federal boys set up after the War Powers Act of 33. Final comments.
That's absolutely correct, all of those laws. You know, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, all of them are just shove power to the federal agent at the expense of the states and the people. The thing that states have to realize is you want to keep the broad language in the resolution to where it covers the entire spectrum of what the 10th Amendment, 9th and 10th Amendments mean. Then you institute, like Charlie Key did back in 95, the State Sovereignty Act, and you get it passed while the people are still thinking about this stuff. It's going
and
to
then
be
now the idea is introduced into their minds. This is part of educating the public. State's good guys, Fed's bad guys.
That's it. And the bad guys aren't our federal government. They are an offshore banking cartel. They are the crowned heads of Europe.
Yes.
They are all of the enemies of the United States of America since we began. And they have figured out a way through corporate law to take over. I mean, that's a whole other program right there. D.C. Organic Act of 1871 incorporated.
Yeah, all of it. How do folks get in touch with you if they want to contact you outside the Prison Planet Forum, J.T. Coyote?
Well, if they want to, oh, Lord, let me give you an email address, Alex.
Okay.
It's Yotis, Y-O-T-I-S, at Cybox, C-Y-B-O-X.
Stay there.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we've got about 51 and a half minutes left in transmission. Ton of news and your phone calls to cover. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Talking to activist J.T. Coyote, who helped get the first bill of this type passed in 1993-94 in Colorado. Now all these states declaring sovereignty, but as he pointed out, 14 states have already done it. They need to empower themselves, and we need to make sure they do that. The mainstream media is not going to do this for us. We have to do it, but the people are angry. They're upset. The globalists are using the crisis they created to stampede everybody into going along with their fix that is an open offshore bank that will rule the United States and control all our actions in other countries, a new world order. That was the Newsweek headline. They're announcing it everywhere as the solution. Oh, we just got an idea. The very bankers that engineered all this will save you by running everything and carbon taxing everything you do in your life. How's that sound? Oh, it sounds wonderful. J.T. Coyote, give your email address out for other talk show hosts and people that want to have you on.
Okay, it's Yotis, Y-O-T-I-S, at Cybox, C-Y, BOX.com.
And I have to say this, I've been researching this for years. There's so many areas I have to research that I'm never as knowledgeable as particular experts like yourself. I've read over your material. I've read the other 20 bills that are introduced or passed, the now 35 states total, counting the old ones and the new ones. You are one of the most knowledgeable people on the general knowledge of what's happening countrywide. That the several states make up. And so I just really want to commend you for your research and your work, and I want to thank you for all you've been doing over at the PrisonPlanet.com forum.
Thank you, Alex. And I want to let you know that the Travis family thanks you for what your family did.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that, and God bless you.
You know, we're in this together, folks, all of us. And our families touch one another clear back to before the revolution. And, you know, I mean, all of our families, we're all tied together as Americans. And these guys want to enslave us. They want to enslave the world. And they will make it look like sugar-coated candy for you, so you'll buy it. Don't buy it. Alex, it's been good talking with you, my friend.
Well, God bless you. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon as this unfolds and develops. Folks, it is up to all of you out there whether this is going to be successful or not. And this is not our only operation against the enemy. The overall info war is the overarching program, because by educating the public about the nature of the enemy, their criminal control, their fraudulent usurpation of our liberties and authority, by doing that, from being educated flows the freedom. Without that, you have despotism and bondage. So the ball is in your court. I want to go to your phone calls, and I did take about 10 calls earlier, but what I do is each caller brings up so many great points, or I want to get off Prozac, what should I do? And then I've got to go through a whole medical thing about it and warn them. Or, you know, they bring up this issue, that issue. I want to talk to Jurian in the Netherlands, Jim in Florida, Charles in California, Jeff California, Mark in Maine, and many others, 1-800-259-9231. So in the interest of that, I'm only going to spend about 4 minutes with Ted Anderson, but it's been a few days since I had him on. Gold is now up above 940. Ted, again, ran out of the gold at the 830 level that he was selling when it was 925. He ran out of that deal, but he has the next best thing, and it's only going up from here. The evidence points in that direction. With all the paper being devalued, the stock market continuing to plunge, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get into gold and silver. And Ted is almost run out of gold. He bought at the 865, 870 level. So we're talking about 40 and 30. We're talking about $80, $75, $80 difference here in the price of gold that Ted has. He got it at that discount. He's passing it on to you, but he told me this morning that's almost gone again, and then you'll pay more down the road, and I guess happily. The point is, this is a deal that cannot be beaten. Ted, what's going on?
Well, I mean, you're just about right on the nail. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. The supply of gold out there is so tight. I mean, I'm out there trying to buy this and that. I get real small increments from various.
Almost everybody else is sold out, Ted.
Well,
you've been the leader because you've been able to keep it because you've been in business 30 years and have the connections.
Well, it is nice to have the connections. And even though I do, it's very difficult. We do a lot of importing. I'm really surprised how many British sovereigns I take in from Europe, and then people from Britain call up and want to buy them back from me, and I ship them right back to them. I mean, it's just how that whole process is going. I mean, we're selling more gold now on the weekends than we were for an entire month just a couple years ago. And that's just a comparison to what's going on. I know every dealer across the United States is dealing with the same thing. There is a huge shortage out there.
Now, folks, if you Google gold sold out or gold dealer sold out, most places say we're sold out or you can only buy one coin and there's like a 40% markup. You're getting this below what it should even be sold for. Forget markup.
Yeah, no, what I do is, like, when gold dipped down below $900 an ounce here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it got down to about that 870 level, and I said, I'm just going to buy as much as I can. So here I've got my buyers just out there talking to dealers and trying to find out what we can accumulate and, you know, fill our safes up or at least have it come in or lock us in at a price so I know where I can sell. That 870 level gold right now is available. We're offering the Franks at 217. Right now, currently in today's market, they're at 235. I have the British Sovereign at 265. The current market is 288. Now, mind you, the Frank was at 202 here just a short while ago that I was selling them at. Now they're at 217 that I'm selling them for, and people that have bought them at 202 can sell them back at a nice little profit. profit. And that's just the way that it's been going. Now, the silver coins, I still have Walking Liberty halves, and I also have the Mercury dimes. And both of those are trading at a price back when gold was trading between silver, $9 and $10 an ounce. I was able to pick up quite a few of these bags of halves and dimes. And I'm still selling them at the exact same price as I was back then. Silver, however, at this time, has almost seen $14 an ounce. So that's up a tremendous amount from where it was, and that is just a steal.
And that's because the banks have announced that they are fully going to blow out the currency with tens of trillions of dollars. This is unbelievable. The hyperinflation alone is going to be devastating, but we're going to have a real economy depression on top of it.
That's right, Alex. Every time you see this bailout, I mean, this $800 billion bailout by Barack Obama is not going to be good for the U.S. dollar.
And Bloomberg reports that it's mandated, so it's a four-year plan, so it's actually four times that.
Yep, so here's what the thing is. And then there's a bank bailout right behind it. They're trying to push another bank bailout like we had when George Bush
That's world leaders all meeting for Bretton Woods 3. They had Bretton Woods 2 3 months ago to openly set up the new world super bank to set the currencies and control them. Oh, my God. I mean, it's all happening, Ted.
Oh, it is. And as soon as you start to see a world tax, and it's probably going to come in the form of a carbon tax, you know that the sovereignty of this nation is ended.
Well, no. The Senate has said it's going to be hundreds of new taxes under carbon to fund the new loans from the private banks. So when we hear about bailing them out, we're actually borrowing money from the private central banks to give it back to them to then be loaned back to the government. I know that sounds crazy because it is. It's so fraudulent. But I want to explain something to people. You're going to hear this as a new trillion-dollar bailout. But the last bailout was unlimited trillions, and no review is allowed of it under the bill. So why do they need a new bailout? The new bailout, if you read the Financial Times of London and others, they will admit it is the new world banking structure to, quote, knock heads. So this is it. So people will hear it's a bailout. It's not even that. It's a takeover.
It sure is, Alex. The sovereignty of the United States of America is what's being held in the balance here. Everybody should be getting on their feet and becoming activists. There should be nobody left back behind on this. Everybody.
And that's why we, to save the Union, to save the Republic, the foreign bankers have seized control of the feds. They're taking over the states. We have to take the states back and then reconstitute the Republic. I want to explain that here. We are saving the Union, Ted.
There is no question about it. The only way you're going to save the Union is to get us back to constitutional money. You are not going to have liberty while you have a central bank doling out and deciding whether or not we can have good or bad economic times. That should be judged upon the market, and we shouldn't have to answer to any central bank at all. I mean, that was fought out back when the Constitution
was
drafted.
That's right. You give the bankers unlimited power and secrecy, they are going to rape you. I was reading a McClatchy newspaper headline about, you know, trust the bankers with the mess they created, trust them with unlimited funds. It's a stack of papers. I'm going to show it during the next segment. The point is that all of this is going on. All of this is happening. I'm going to come back and take calls. Ted, I don't need the stack now. I'll get it in a little while, guys. There's like three stacks out there, and it won't be the right one. Ted, tell folks about the particular doing research up here late last night. It's like a paper explosion in this office. It takes a lot of research, folks, to know what we know here. We're not just spouting off. Ted, tell folks about the coins you do have at that discounted rate and how long you can have them in the number.
I do. I have the British sovereigns. I have the francs. They're both discounted. The Walking Liberty halves and the Mercury dimes. We have some old $20 and $10 gold pieces and a small supply of U.S. eagles. What you want to do is give us a call at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. 2237, and I suggest you get moving right away. If you have money in the stock market, in the bank, in the, you know, annuities, wherever, all the paper investments are in trouble. Get away from that. Get into physical gold.
Yeah, and annuities aren't insured, but neither are your real bank accounts. They can claim the FDIC is going to come in and save you. Yeah, they're going to pay you back with fiat inflated dollars.
That's exactly what will happen, and they'll be lent to us from a central bank. If to make things worse, we'll be going onto the hook with more taxes, and we'll have to service more debt.
Chad, the brokers are going to be there till midnight tonight, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you call past midnight, the deal goes over, right, Ted? And they'll call them back tomorrow?
We sure will.
800-686-2237. Now, you'll pay more if you don't tell them. It's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones Show special. 800-686-2237. I tell you, Ted, I don't like being right. I don't like the fact we've been proven right. This is horrible what's happening. I just hope folks protect themselves. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
All right, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. You found it, the front lines of the info war, where we wage war on corruption, where we crash the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
But that train keeps rolling.
On down to San Antonio. Can you trust a Wall Street veteran with a Wall Street bailout? Here's McClatchy News Service right here. And here's another one, the dirty secret of the bailout, 32 words to utter. See, they don't need a new bailout. They have unlimited criminal power here. But when you read the section, I did grab page two. Let me find the text of the bailout here. I'm trying to find the actual page. I printed this last night to find the page where it quoted the bailout. I tell you, Murphy's Law, that one page didn't print. Where it states no one can review it, no one can look at it, nobody can investigate it. Let's go to Jurian in the Netherlands. Jurian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I would like to say you gave the assignment, like a homework assignment, to check out the term New World Order into Google, or just type it in and then go to news and look what you find out. Well, it's like hundreds of articles. Just about, you know, with the term New World Order in it. And then you have all kinds of variations like global order, et cetera, et cetera.
And the key is they're saying it's what we say it is, a world government run by one central bank where you pay carbon taxes. But then Wikipedia says it doesn't exist and it's a theory and we're crazy.
Right. It's absurd. And these articles, especially, why it is important to read these, because they all go from the viewpoint that it's a good thing. You know, it's the best thing there is. It's a crisis is created and we bring the solution. I just, right now I ran into one. In times of crises, never forget the value of gold, on the Times Online webpage. And it begins with saying that the dollar is simply a piece of paper and gold is much better. Of course it is, but it ends with the following quote, if I may. A worldwide system of international money is needed. Without it, recurrent crises such as the present one will be inevitable. Governments need to create a new world system in which gold as a stabilizer should play its part. I mean, it's so subtle, this propaganda.
Now, again, what did we always say? They're going to destroy all the currencies of the world. They've hoarded all the gold, and then gold's going to go into the stratosphere. People are like, well, then why are you saying buy gold? Because it's the only way to protect yourself. I mean, that's one of the only ways. That's what I'm saying is that, I mean, did you hear me read Time magazine where the article was called The New World Order and it said a World Bank will rule the United States and will pay taxes to it? I mean, that's in the Financial Times of London. The Wall Street Journal says the only solution is world government, an Amero. I mean, they're pushing it. And then meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. Obama says it doesn't exist. And Wikipedia says we're making it up.
Yeah, this doublethink has to stop, sooner or later.
It is doublethink, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty awful.
No, go ahead.
I found another quote on the EuropeanVoice.com website. It said, a global Green New Deal is needed. I mean, give me a break. They want a new deal, like a Roosevelt style, but then globally and green. I mean, give me a break.
No, that's the taxes. That's the taxes. Send me that article. I hadn't seen that one. I've seen probably 500 others. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, if you type the term New World Order, thousands of articles come up that are mainstream news.
Pretty bizarre. I will.
So,
I'll email it to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Yes. Are folks waking up in the Netherlands?
Well, slowly but surely. We just had a chip, like a RFID chip for transportation in Rotterdam, the harbor city, and it's been rejected, in mass. So that's pretty good. But it still has to be, still a lot of work needs to be done.
That's right. The people instinctively know it's a fraud. Good to hear from you. Pull up on this computer. I want to show people the Huffington Post article is the one I wanted to talk about that I keep mentioning. And somebody emailed me a few days ago going, the bill didn't say that. Well, you can link through and read the banker bailout bill. Right down here, it says decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-renewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court or law or any administrative agency. And then they pass the bill, and they won't say how many trillions have been stolen, though it's leaked out that it's over $9 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP. And we're now 4 months into this, and now they want a new banker bailout. Why would they need a new banker bailout if they've got unlimited power? Because the new deal is to sign everything over to this new global banking system. So there's the headline, Dirty Secret of the Bailout, 32 words that none dare utter. We'll come back and go to more of your phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. Yeah, no more Mr. Nice Guy. See, they're introducing this to you. The IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, the Club of Rome, the CFR, Greenpeace, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, they all say they're going to tax every facet of your life. That's coming up. But first, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you are on the air. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay. If you and Willie Nelson could get a picture taken of the two of you holding up a sign saying Infowars.com, 9/11 was an inside job, both of you sign it. Those would be framed and hanging in places of honor in homes, restaurants, bars, and stores.
Well, you know what you
world.
Can do? You can take pictures of me and Willie together and just Photoshop it yourself with it saying, on the, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, and you can hang it up because he's on record on this show saying that.
That's what I mean. It would be a good way for Willie to get his message out. You guys could make a little money, and lots of people would find
look,
out
look,
about
look, I don't approach Willie Nelson about money stuff. I mean, I've got his home number and his cell phone. I can call him up. I'm sure I could go hang out with him again if I wanted to. He's a busy guy on tour, 200-and-something days out of the year. He makes movies. Just because Willie Nelson reached out to us, just because I've had him on the air, just because I've hung out with him and Jesse Ventura, boy, that was crazy, you know, doesn't mean that, I'm doing everything I can. And, you know, people like me that are in entertainment stuff because they like the information we put out. I don't show up with a T-shirt saying, inside job, please wear this, Willie. It's really, we're about getting the people taking action. That would be great if we had that, but we don't.
Yeah, I'm the one that called you a couple times over a year ago and suggested that everybody write info money. You sat there for a couple of seconds, and then you said, that's the kind of thing that could resonate exponentially. And you know what? That turned out to be sort of prophetic, didn't it, Alex?
There are a lot of folks writing Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the cash.
Yeah, we're all racking our brains trying to think of ways to get the word out, you know. And
by the way, a lot of stores,
possible.
I hear you and I appreciate your call. A lot of cars, I'm off the subject now because I get so confused people talking. A lot of people do have stuff on their cars, on money, on things like that. It's having a big effect. And I forget the other point I was going to make. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in California. Charles, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes.
Hi. I was just curious if you were familiar with or you would consider having a guest to interview on your show, perhaps Trent Reznor, the lead singer for the band Nine Inch Nails. He did an album a year ago called Year Zero that deals with martial law, the police state, the incrementalism, all the stuff that you talk about. And I was curious if you'd have him as a guest on your show. And my other question was, I was curious, I've never heard you talk about Jimmy Carter and the Carter administration, because Jimmy, it seems to me anyway, that he tried to install a lot of policies like Ron Paul, but failed to do so.
No, he actually set up FEMA and did a lot of bad, because I know people that were in the Carter administration high level. He was a decent... Excuse me. I've had a really bad allergies with this cedar pollen. Makes me cough a lot. Hey, will somebody bring me a glass out of Color Blue Water, please? Thank you. Jimmy Carter was a front man. Jimmy Carter didn't know what was going on. Jimmy Carter was controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who funded Pol Pot to kill 2 to 3 million people, and he brags about it in Cambodia. Jimmy Carter brought in a whole lot of bad stuff and was basically just used as a front man by the New World Order, but go ahead.
Well, I was just kind of curious because I had never really heard you talk about it, but I also wanted to recommend there's a guy named Greg Reffin. He's the front man of the band Bad Religion, and he talks also a lot about the stuff that you talk about. And I was curious if you'd either consider perhaps him or Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails to be a guest on your show.
Well, let me tell you what happens. A lot of you know these people. Every week or more often, I have big country music people, rock and roll folks, blues, you name it, movie stars call here. And 9 times out of 10, I end up, you know, getting around to calling them back. And they're like, I just want to tell you you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate you, but I don't want to go public. I got a lot of private, personal things going on right now, and I'm in a divorce or this or that. And, that doesn't really do anything, which is fine and dandy, but we're not just into hanging around with celebrities. So I always get invited out to somebody's house, or I get invited up to somebody's penthouse, or I get invited to, hey, get on my jet and go with me to, you know, we're going to London for the weekend or Paris or something. Bring your wife. Instead, and maybe I should do that, because then I get to know them and get them on air, and it would get the information out more, because this is a hype-driven society. I'm going to be here working all day. I'm going to run home and see my children for about 2 hours. And I'm going to come back and do Coast to Coast AM, work on the film, and I'll get to bed about probably 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. And I'm not, again, it's all about me. I should get this celebrity. I should get that celebrity. I should do this. I should get that. I should have this person on. And those are all great ideas. I've been pointed out that my office, that Trent Reznor does talk about the New World Order. We haven't reached out to Trent Reznor. I've heard about the Bad Religion. In fact, I had one of the guys here in the office telling me about that. Audio Slave is putting on anti-New World Order stuff. That's good. That's them out there doing their own thing. And if they want to contact me and say they want to come on air, we'll have them on air. We're not out there trying to track down celebrities just to get them on, just to do it. No, Charlie Sheen contacted me. Folks with Jesse Ventura contacted us. Folks with, the whole Willie Nelson thing is he was at an event that I was at. I saw him. And he said, hey, I'd come on your show sometime. I like what you're doing. I gave him some videos, and then boom, 6 months later, he calls up. And I almost don't like doing it. It's a double-edged sword, and I appreciate your call. There's all this news going on, folks. We shouldn't be talking about me all day, but, you know, it's all about the effectiveness of getting the word out. When I have big celebrities on the show, a lot of the general public and other activists think that celebrities, like, live on clouds, and they float around in angel world, and you're not fulfilled until you're a celebrity. But then you really get a chance, and I know a lot of celebrities, folks, because I've been in a few movies and some other things, and I've consulted for some other films, not just Scanner Darkly, but I don't even want to get on record some of the films I've consulted for. I didn't like how some of them turned out, but... So you're sitting there in somebody's Hollywood house. They're interesting. They're cool people. But they don't even want to go out to get dinner because people mob them, and you're just there, and it's just another person. Now, I got to say, hanging out for just one time, 4 hours with Willie Nelson at his house. He brings very few people in his house itself. You know, hanging out in his bedroom playing chess with Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and Alex Jones, that's pretty weird. I mean, that's pretty cool. But, you know, it's the mission. And people get so jealous of that that it becomes destructive, because we're here trying to get the word out, get other activists to go out and wake people up and be about issues. And every time I have some big celebrity on, people just go ape with the disinfo and the lies and the attacks. And it's not government, most of it. It is the sick, fallen nature of society. And a lot of people who are in power positions get off on people being jealous of them. They love being attacked. They think it's funny. They know it's jealousy. And at a sick level, I kind of like it too. But it's sick. And so it actually hurts my feelings because we have no future, folks. I mean, I'm having discussions with my wife about, you know, is it moral that we're staying here as the country collapses? But we made the decision to stay. And that's a big decision when you're Alex Jones. And so I understand how life and death all this is. This isn't a joke or a game for me. And that's why I can work as hard as I do and do the things I do, because I understand this is life and death, folks. I've got my priorities in line. And I try to work with everybody that's uplifting, everybody that's networking, everybody that's decent and wholesome. If you don't hear somebody on this show who's prominent in the fight against the New World Order, it means they're bad news from my experience and what I've dealt with. And it's just very destructive overall, the things that go on. Now, we've had two calls in a row about celebrities. And that's what I'm saying. It's kind of sick at a certain level. Yeah, when we have a big celebrity on, it blows the show up even bigger. Other celebrities then start tuning in. But then it just kind of becomes a self-fulfilling, you know, prophecy of your show being about that. I mean, that's basically it. FEMA camps are being built. They've introduced gun confiscation and gun ban bills. They are bringing in a new world order. They're setting up carbon taxes. It's happening. I mean, look at this. Hamburgers are the Hummers of food and global warming. And they say that cows' methane is evil and hamburger is bad. And not only is there going to be a global warming tax on the cows and all their farm animals themselves and all the federal control that comes with that, but that they're going to put a tax on you eating hamburger. Folks, I told you this. They've said it. ice cream, pastries, hamburgers, everything. And with that, the federal control over the food supply. When it comes to global warming, hamburgers are the Hummers of food, scientists say, from agency French Press. They just state this like it's a fact. Simply switching from steak to salad could cut as much carbon as leaving the car at home a couple of days a week. Yeah, what'd that salad breathe? It breathed carbon dioxide. That's because beef is such an incredibly inefficient food to produce, and cows release so much harmful methane to the atmosphere, said Nathan Pelletier of Dalhousie University in Canada. They're one of a growing number of scientists studying the environmental cost of food from the field to plate. And they say they want to tax it. 78% of emissions from the cows. I mean, methane is part of our atmosphere. That's why the planet's alive. It's good. The gases in the atmosphere protect us from the solar radiation. Folks, it's such an insult to everyone that they have everybody wanting to ban carbon dioxide. It's what plants breathe. Where's my astronaut article? Oh, it doesn't matter. Here's the New York Times saying, do we need a new internet? And they said they're going to kill the old internet and have an internet that, quote, where you give up your freedoms for safety. I mean, this is just amazing. All right, let's go back to your calls here. Who's up next? Jeff? Jeff in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I had a question. My grandpa was in the Marine Corps for 22 years. He retired as a major. He just died recently in October 29th. Do you think what part of the Agent Orange killed him?
I don't know that Agent Orange killed him. I know Agent Orange lasts for over 100 years, and there's whole areas of Hawaii and where it's been used, and also in Vietnam and other areas where it's been used where no plants still grow, and it massively increases cancers and all sorts of other health problems and birth defects. And they knew it when they sprayed it, and they had the troops walk right through it.
Yeah, I really feel sorry for him. He just was and also, why did he like Bush? I don't get it. I kept trying to...
Because they have the liberals come out with things he knows are bad, and so then he thinks Bush is the alternative. And then liberals don't like Bush, so they think Obama's the alternative. They're caught up in those two phony choices.
Yeah.
That'd be like if a guy came to your door and said, I've got a blue vacuum cleaner and a red vacuum cleaner, and then you can make the choice. It's a psychological game. It's a false choice. How about, I already got a vacuum cleaner, thank you.
Okay. I also have another question. What do I tell my neighbor? She's very pro-Obama. She can't, she says that he can, I think she thinks he can do no wrong. What can I, what has he done that I can tell her that is bad?
Well, we're going to expand it, but at theobamadeception.net, theobamadeception.net, right there. By the way, the film is now on pre-order. It ships March 15th, first come, first serve, the orders that come in. The film covers it all, but there's a section on Obama's lies, his flip-flopping, his police state, the things he's done, and we're going to update it even some more because there's so much. That's right there on the side, sir.
Yeah, I do know that Congress just passed a bill that is that they didn't even get to read, and this new stimulus bill was what, $700 billion? Probably, isn't it more like trillions?
Yeah, because it's mandated each year to continue with the funding. Look, I appreciate your call. I covered this last night. It all just runs together now. Obama said it must pass, doom and destruction, I will sign it the minute it's passed. Then it's signed Friday, he goes on vacation till tomorrow, a five-day vacation. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, four-and-a-half-day vacation. They rush it through so no one can read it. And then, oh, now I can sign it in 5 days. Same thing with the last bill. We got to have it or the economy's going to implode right now. We got to have it to buy these bad mortgage assets. October 3rd, it passes. October 4th, they said, we're going to keep the money for something else. Don't worry about it. And the people said, well, you got to tell us where you spent it. You promised transparency. And they went, both parties went, did you read the subsection of the bill that says that no one can review this or look at this? All right, we're going to come back and maybe take a few calls. I want to jam in this clip where there's a guy on the web saying I'm making it up about spider goats. He could Google right now. If that guy's Google, I'm going to show it on screen. Spider goats, spider goat hybrids for body armor. Spider goat hybrids. And I'm going to show him mainstream news about this. I've interviewed the CEO of the company. We're going to cover that when we get back. But it's just constant. It's, you know, I'm making all this up. No, I'm not. One of our sponsors I wanted to tell you about is Akola Blue, ladies and gentlemen. Akola Blue that I am drinking right now. Grabs the water out of the atmosphere. Has a great little computer terminal of hot and cold water. Runs it through seven filters inside. 800-691-6063. I said that wrong as I took it off screen. 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043. ECOLOBlue.com. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for yourself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours. That's 7.5 gallons. Great tasting pure H2O. Exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. So it grabs it out of the air, then sends it through seven filters, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, UV, antibacterial, antifungal light. The best stuff out there. In fact, cut to me real fast. AcolaBlue.com. Though I have some ceramic cups. I shouldn't be drinking out of plastic. This leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones. But anyways, AcolaBlue.com. All right, thanks to the sponsors that make the show possible. We're going to come back in the final segment, and I'm going to play part of the clip, and he's sitting there smoking weed going, man, Alex is making stuff up. It's ridiculous.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Yeah, I'm going to play this clip. Hopefully you can hear it.
I want to make this clear. GMO was created by the eugenicists.
They understand that breeding and seeds and animals is key. And they've just conditioned us to announce, hey, clone beef on store shelves now without labels. Clone chickens, clone cows. It's all out there now. It's all been announced. Oh, we're doing cross-species human hybrids for organ harvesting. But we're keeping them small down at the little embryo level. Then you read deeper in the research, they're not. That's the stuff they admit. Splicing humans with pigs, insects. Going back 20 years ago, they admit spiders with goats for body armor.
Okay. Spiders with goats for ooh. Spiders with goats for body armor, guys. He says if you go back and research what he is talking about, you will find spiders with goats for body armor. Now, about Alex Jones and similar people that are, you know, pretty much in the same arena trying to wake people up like him. I just want to give a warning. Beware of group think and always research everything. Okay? Now, when I say beware of groupthink, now, if there was, say, a band that you went to go see, a musical band that was, you know, they were kind of lousy and they didn't really fit your style and you didn't really just like what they were doing, but you applauded and screamed, woo! Anyway, along with the rest of the crowd. That, is very dangerous. And I'll explain to you, why. Because when it comes to, the Alex Jones type, not just Alex Jones, but anybody like him. Now, listen to me. I'm a fan of him, okay? I enjoy the info that he has to give. I do not believe 100% in anything anybody says. I research, and then I believe after that research is complete. But when it comes to people like that, that are very prominent in what we call the truth movement or the patriotic movement, whatever the hell we're going by, the people that are awake, somebody very prominent like this individual can mislead a group of people just because they trust him. Even though I've researched a lot of what this man says, and a lot of it is true, I'm not trying to discredit him, but I haven't even researched the thing he just said. It just sounds too silly to actually bother to research. But
all right, stop right there. I don't have time to put the rest of it. Here's the London Telegraph on screen. Spider goats. Punch it back up so I can read it. Spider goats start work on WonderWeb. 2002, I interviewed the CEO of the company. They got a bunch of companies doing it. What I said was mixing. I was talking about mixing species, mixing spiders and goats to then get body armor from the goats. And he said, no, spiders are wearing goats on their backs as a shield. That's not what I said. I was talking about cross species. And it's true. And people email me every day saying I'm a liar, and because they can't believe that because they're thinking of 1970s science fiction. This is what the government admits they're doing. Imagine what else they're doing. Again, I'm telling you the truth. Check the information out for yourself. You know, the guy that talked, Mark Dysing, he doesn't talk about the Antichrist, but he wrote a whole book about it. And talked about it last week on the show. All right, that was another guy. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 3 hours at, 11 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Central. For 3 hours on the states' rights issue. Rebroadcast starts with a ton of key information on the internet streams right now at Infowars.com. We'll be back tomorrow live on the AM/FM dial. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Please spread the word and check out the ObamaDeception.net. The film is now pre-ordering at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.